Welcome to Sister Speak Big Brother, where we discuss this CBS reality series Big Brother from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister J.
And I'm Sister K. And welcome to episode 23. Let's get started.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's been a quick season of Big Brother.
It's been a real quick season
of Sister Speak Big Brother. And Sister J has something she'd like to say.
Okay. Well,
I don't know how to start it.
Well, fine. Okay. This is Sister J. And everybody by now has seen the first episode of Big Brother 14. And I am out. I am thoroughly pissed, first of all, that these tired-ass wannabe bringing back Big Brother former house guest didn't even pick the black girl, first of all. And then she's going to be the first one evicted when Russell Hance's nasty-ass-looking brother is the HOH. Oh, hell no, I'm not giving it no time. So, no. So, I apologize to all of our listeners who was hoping to have both Sister K and Sister J do the Big Brother podcast for this season, but I'm not.
Okay. And so, that means I don't know that I'll be able to podcast either alone, because, you know, it's difficult to do with a guest host every week. Just scheduling and just all of that. So not sure how that's going to work. But stay tuned and
you trying to make me feel guilty?
No, I'm just being honest. I tried it last summer, mm-hmm. and we had a couple of guest hosts, which were great. Sister A, Mark, and Lori helped guest host. But, you know, with the Skype connection and all of the scheduling, it was a little more difficult to do, wasn't as simple. So I'll try to see how we can work that out for this season and maybe try to continue the podcast. It just won't be the same, though, without Sister J. But we did get a couple of emails that while we're talking about Big Brother, we can go ahead and read.
Go ahead.
The first one is from Niecy, mm-hmm. and she says... Hi, sister. So I began watching half hour into the show thanks to some windbag in a long meeting, but I caught on really quick. Let me say first how happy I am to see Brittany and not Rachel and Brendan. America and the world has had enough of them. I've always liked Brittany. I think she'll be a good coach. Also, watching this first episode reminded me of why I hate watching early episodes. Too many people to remember. It's like your first day of high school when you just label people by characteristics and clothes. You know, there goes Red Sox, or where is Big Lips going? I'm sure as they whittle the cast down, we'll get to know them better. As far as the HOH competition, you picked Jody last and then let her bust her face and then send her home? That was cold, or in Sister J's voice, racist ass.
Racist ass!
But it's Big Brother. I have a feeling that she'll be back as one of the surprises, and with a vengeance, too. Until next time, sisters, Niecy.
Thank you, Niecy, for the email.
Niecy.
And I doubt I would not be holding my breath.
See, I started thinking about that, too, that they would maybe bring her back as a surprise. Because they did that last season where they let a past house guest back into the house.
Trust me, when they do that past house guest bullshit, the public votes on who is coming back in. Or the house votes. Either the public votes on, like, whittle it down to four, and then the house votes which one. They ain't voting for the black girl. Yeah. That's the whole fucking point. And you know what? I was real disappointed in Dan. This fool, I remember when he played, and he's supposed to be so honorable, such a Christian person. You dumbass.
Well, first of all, Dan's picks sucked from the beginning.
Didn't
Why he would pick... one of the girls first over the guy. It just didn't make any sense.
He's stupid.
Yeah.
And
our next.
Anyway.
We have another email. One more. And it's from Brother Ray.
Hey, Brother Ray.
And he says, So Sister J already stopped watching Big Brother.
Hell yeah.
He saw your tweet probably.
Hell yeah.
Well, sisters, I have deleted the series from my DVR.
I did too.
So this email is only pertaining to the first and only episode I will watch.
Thank you, Brother Ray.
Not a fan of the coaching theme this season. My reason for watching Big Brother was to see how the whole house interacts with each other, not how they interact within teams. Boogie is horrible. It was Dr. Will that made him bearable. True, I agree.
Thank you.
I understand Janelle and probably Dan, but as for Brittany, whom I like a lot, she is not a coach. She never showed great game strategy her season, which is true. The biggie is the treatment of Jody. She seemed very nice, and no one even looked at her. She was right by the door as previous guests arrived, and it seemed that everyone just ignored her.
Of course.
Then she's picked last after the nerd and the chef. No, she wasn't skinny, but she is athletically built. Why was she picked last? Now I understand that she was horrible during the challenge, but she gave it her all. Danielle, a.k.a. Girly Girl from Alabama, didn't even try. We never got to know Jody, and she had to go home. Not because of the house vote, but because Dan said so. Lastly, the worst part was when Miss Alabama's reason for staying over Jody is that Jody looks like she would cause drama. What could have made her think that? Anything other than she's a sister? Well, with Danielle, Dan's team will continue to lose and she'll be gone soon. As always, can't wait for your input on the show, Brother Ray.
Thank you, Brother Ray. And thank you, know Brother what, Ray. Brother Ray? I hope y'all did read my tweets because I sure did go on Twitter right after it happened. You know, I didn't even watch the rest of that damn, episode. I cut my TV channel off, CBS, went over to cable that's got some quality shit, and I took it out of my DVR queue. And I took that damn Showtime After Dark off of my queue, too, because I am not giving it another minute. I'm tired of that shit. That's why I didn't watch that shit last season.
Yep.
See, you know what? Screw them. Because CBS ain't learned shit. They still got that effing Grodner woman calling all the shots. You know what? A person in my office who happened to be a white person, I do want to say that up front, this is what the man said to me. He said, I can really understand how you feel. He says, I know a number of athletic, slender, intelligent black women who love reality TV and I'm sure have probably applied to be on. But no, they pick a 42-year-old black woman who kind of plump, who ain't done nothing all of her life but married some man and got 5 kids, and she's 42.
We don't know that she's not done anything with
please.
Her life.
Oh, please. Hey, that's
true. We didn't get to see anything or meet her, really.
Well, and as you noticed, they showed everybody telling their loved ones goodbye as they're coming on the Big Brother, but not her.
She did.
No, they did not show that shit. And they showed everybody picking out their bed and stuff. Didn't show her. That was your first clue the girl was gone. Oh, they make me sick with that shit. But bottom line is,
they showed her family and her husband.
The bottom line, they didn't show them telling her goodbye like the rest of them did. Anyway, the bottom line is, for me, there is so much other quality stuff to watch on cable channels and other channels that I am not going to give them any amount of time. I canceled my Joker's Update account, the whole bit, because I will be watching other stuff.
And that is your right.
And that is my right. And that's what I will do. So now y'all can next hear me on the Sister Speak True Blood. Yep. And the upcoming Sister Speak, The Walking Dead.
That's going to be good.
Yeah, that's going
to
be good.
And I am not sure this is Sister K. We'll have to decide what we do with Sister Speak Big Brother for this season. Most likely it will be off.
Well, hey, that's
but
the way it goes.
I will say, I will continue to watch because this is no surprise to me. I knew there was, since there was just going to be one, her time was going to be short. I just didn't think it would be this short.
Oh, you know what? I am so sick to death of these shows casting these tired ass people because they are so sorry to actually compete you know, with a person that has anything. And they always do this shit. Oh, they pick nice little young little white girls. Well, there's a lot of nice, beautiful young black girls too. Oh, but y'all can't compete with them? Please.
Yep.
Get on my nerves with that shit.
And
anyway.
And they haven't cast anyone else of color.
No, they haven't. No. There's beautiful Asian girls. See them every day. Downtown.
Not everybody on the show has to be beautiful either.
Well, but obviously they that's what they think.
Yeah.
Obviously that's what they think.
Yep.
Shit. Hell no.
Well, anyway. I will be watching. I don't know that I'll be podcasting. And we did want to do a podcast to let Sister J get her feelings out. And let everyone know the situation instead of just falling off the face of the earth like we did with our other one. So,
you don't want to say the name. Like we did Fringe.
Yes.
Like
I
Sister
know.
K did Fringe.
I did. Mm-hmm. I really did.
So anyway,
it's my fault on that
so
one.
This is the hey, so thank you, Brother Ray, for being in solidarity with me and taking it out your cute DVR. That's right.
All right. Well, that's all. Really.
And wait a minute. Before we go, let me just say. Let me just say another damn thing. They didn't even cast no black. You can't tell me ain't no black man apply for that show.
Yeah, of course.
Shit.
Of course they did.
They make me sick.
Of course they did.
Oh, and they got that one chick that's supposed to be Puerto Rican.
Well, she is Puerto Rican.
Well, yeah. She's Puerto Rican. Oh, so that's going to be their little person of color, huh? Oh, that make me sick. And Russell Hans' nasty-ass brother. Are you kidding me? Oh, please. Anyway, okay. That's it.
All right. Well, now that we've let that all out, thank y'all so much for wanting to support the Sister Speak Big Brother podcast.
Mm.
I will keep you informed of what happens with the podcast moving forward. But for now, don't hold your breath on. See you in another one for the season. I'm Sister K. That's Sister J. I really don't know how to end the podcast because we've never had this before. We've never ended anything like on a real note. Mm. You know, we've always just fallen off. So,
but thank y'all for your support. And,
yes,
you know,
thank you for your
peace support. Out because I'm out. This is Sister J.
And I'm Sister K. Peace. Thank you.